Language Course, Book 24, Tape 1B. Hello. Open your books to the Language Laboratory Activities for Tape 1B. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the words in the box.
Minerals. Minerals. Iron. Iron. Carbon. Carbon. Abundant. Abundant. Access. Access. Pure. Pure. Refined. Refined. Various. Various. Varying. Varying.
Now look at the words in the box again and quickly read their meanings. Listen to the paragraphs in Figure 1.
Minerals are important materials for people. For this reason, they have been studied and classified. Minerals can be metallic or non-metallic. Iron, copper, silver, and gold are metallic minerals or metals. Carbon and salt are non-metallic minerals. When people find areas which have abundant minerals, they dig mines. Mines provide people with an easy access to minerals. The minerals obtained from mines are not pure, though. They have to be refined and the different substances separated. Refining can be accomplished through various chemical processes. Since metals have different melting temperatures, refining can also be accomplished by varying the amount of heat applied to the mineral ore.
Listen to the paragraphs one more time.
Minerals are important materials for people. For this reason, they have been studied and classified. Minerals can be metallic or non-metallic. Iron, copper, silver, and gold are metallic minerals or metals. Carbon and salt are non-metallic minerals. When people find areas which have abundant minerals, they dig mines. Mines provide people with an easy access to minerals. The minerals obtained from mines are not pure, though. They have to be refined and the different substances separated. Refining can be accomplished through various chemical processes. Since metals have different melting temperatures, refining can also be accomplished by varying the amount of heat applied to the mineral ore.
Now go to Figure 2. Listen to some questions about the paragraph and circle the letter next to the best answer.
Number 1. What substances are considered important elements? Number 2. Is iron considered a metal? Number 3. Is carbon considered a metal? Number 4. Where are mines dug? Number 5. Are pure minerals found in mines? Number 6. What is done when ore is refined? Number 7. What are chemical processes used for? Number 8. Why is ore heated to various temperatures?
Listen to the questions again and check your answers.
Number 1. What substances are considered important elements? The answer is letter B. Minerals are considered important elements. Number 2. Is iron considered a metal? The answer is letter A. Yes, iron is a metal. Number 3. Is carbon considered a metal? The answer is letter B. No, carbon is not a metal. Number 4. Where are mines dug? The answer is letter A. Mines are dug in areas with abundant minerals. Number 5. Are pure minerals found in mines? The answer is letter A. No, they're not pure. They have to be refined. Number 6. What is done when ore is refined? The answer is letter A. The different elements are separated. Number 7. What are chemical processes used for? The answer is letter A. Chemical processes are used to refine ore. Number 8. Why is ore heated to various temperatures? The answer is letter B. Different metals have different melting temperatures.
Look at Figure 3. Study the meanings of the words. Repeat the words at the left.
Alloy. Alloy. Overall. Overall. Actually. Actually. Origin. Origin. Bronze. Bronze. Steel. Steel. Actual. Actual. Relatively. Relatively. Brass. Brass.
Go to Figure 4. Listen to some paragraphs. Listen only. Do not write.
Alloys are usually two or more metals which have been melted together. But sometimes non-metallic elements are added to the mixture. Alloys are stronger overall than pure metals. For this reason, most metallic structures and machines are actually made of alloys. Since their origin, alloys have been very useful to people. Bronze, made of tin and copper, was probably the first alloy used by early man. The first group of people with bronze tools and weapons had a great advantage over the people without such tools. The actual date of the discovery of steel, which is an alloy of carbon and iron, is unknown. However, steel was discovered later than bronze. The process of alloying steel was greatly improved during the Industrial Age and continues to be improved to this day. Gold is a metal which is often alloyed with silver. This process makes gold harder and relatively less expensive. It also accounts for the differences in the color of gold jewelry. Brass is another common alloy. It is made of copper and zinc. Because of its shine and color, brass is used to make many objects.
Listen to the paragraphs again and write the missing words in the blanks.
Alloys are usually two or more metals which have been melted together, but sometimes non-metallic elements are added to the mixture. Alloys are stronger overall than pure metals. For this reason, most metallic structures and machines are actually made of alloys. Since their origin, alloys have been very useful to people. Bronze, made of tin and copper, was probably the first alloy used by early man. The first group of people with bronze tools and weapons had a great advantage over the people without such tools. The actual date of the discovery of steel, which is an alloy of carbon and iron, is unknown. However, steel was discovered later than bronze. The process of alloying steel was greatly improved during the Industrial Age and continues to be improved to this day. Gold is a metal which is often alloyed with silver. This process makes gold harder and relatively less expensive. It also accounts for the differences in the color of gold jewelry. Brass is another common alloy. It is made of copper and zinc. Because of its shine and color, brass is used to make many objects.
Let's check your spelling.
Number one. Alloys, capital A-L-L-O-Y-S. Number two, overall, O-V-E-R-A-L-L. Number three, actually, A-C-T-U-A-L-L-Y. Number four, origin, O-R-I-G-I-N. Number five, bronze, capital B-R-O-N-Z-E. Number six, actual, A-C-T-U-A-L. Number seven, steel, S-T-E-E-L. Number eight, relatively, R-E-L-A-T-I-V-E-L-Y. Number 9, brass. B-R-A-S-S.
Answer the questions with the words you wrote in the blanks in Figure 4. Then, repeat the correct answers.
What is the reading about? Repeat. The reading is about alloys. Are pure metals stronger than alloys? Repeat. No, alloys are stronger overall than pure metals. What are many metallic structures and machines made of? Repeat. They are actually made of alloys. Have alloys been useful to people only recently? Repeat. No, they've been useful to people since their origin. Which was the first alloy used by early man? Repeat. Bronze was probably the first alloy used by early man. When was the alloy steel discovered? Repeat. We don't know the actual date. What alloy was discovered later than bronze? Repeat. Steel was discovered after bronze. What's the result of mixing gold with silver? Repeat. It makes gold harder and relatively less expensive. What's another shiny alloy? Repeat. Brass.
Look at Figure 5. Repeat the sentences.
Number 1. Mary appreciated hearing from Ted. Number 2. Larry began reading at an early age. Number 3. The Morris family finished cleaning up after the party. Number 4. Sam didn't object to going overseas. Number 5. Marcy regretted leaving the Air Force. Number 6. The airman reported feeling faint to the doctor. Number 7. The company started constructing the new barracks. Number 8. Henry suggested completing the project.
Look at Figure 6. Listen to a question. Write the gerund of the verb under the line and repeat the correct answer.
Number 1. Why is Sally crying? Repeat. She can't help missing her parents. Number 2. What form of exercise do you prefer? Repeat. I prefer jogging. Number 3. What is Hal going to do? Repeat. He is considering writing the president of the company. Number 4. Did Frank see Gail? Repeat. he denied seeing her. Number 5. Was John hurt badly? Repeat. Yes, he had to put off going on his trip. Number 6. Did Jane have her party? Repeat. No, she postponed having it until next week. Number 7. What did Mr. James recommend? Repeat. He recommended not hiring the computer expert. Number 8. Are we allowed to smoke? Repeat. No, the regulations don't permit smoking in here.
This is the end of tape 1B, book 24.